Part 2. Welcome to Part 2 in this 5-part audio series on helping your kids through divorce. When you and your spouse break up, it's a difficult time for the whole family. Being separated from your children can make the process even harder on everyone. Children tend to blame themselves for a divorce, when in reality it has nothing to do with them at all. Being able to visit your kids will put not only your mind at ease, but theirs too. Child custody has several forms: sole custody and joint custody. Sole custody means one parent gets physical as well as legal custody. Joint custody is another type of child custody, where both parents get the right to have a share in making decisions for the child. There is also a type of joint custody where the child gets to stay for some period of time with each of the parents. However, it is said that this can be a bit difficult for the child. It's necessary in joint custody that both parents are cooperating with each other to make it easier on the children. Of course, this all depends on how the divorce proceedings went. If there was a lot of conflict, this may seem difficult. It's required by state law that whatever the result of the proceedings, it has to be in the best interest of the child. This is unlike in earlier days when the mother was taken as the correct person to raise the child, despite whether the environment was safe for the child or not. Today, the courts look at the facts to select the proper home. It's also determined by who's been playing a more active role in raising the child. The court allows periodical visitation rights to the parent who has not been awarded physical custody of the child. These visits take place in the home of the parent who has not been given the physical custody. However, the court might not give any rights for visitation if there is fear of any physical harm or abuse in the history of the parents. The court, instead of denying totally, might give supervised visitation charges. In the case where allegations of abuse are hurled at the other parent, the court will order an investigation to take place to get rid of any doubt that these abuses took place or to prove they never happened at all. According to the law, visitation rights and child support payments are different issues. Therefore, though visitation has not been allowed, one is required to pay. The court, while giving the custody of the child, might take a view of in the best interests of the child, where it considers several factors. Most times, both parents agree that the mother should get custody. But times are changing across the board, and men are gaining more custody recently. Be sure to check your inbox for part 3 in this 5-part audio series on helping your kids through divorce.